From the west, where the sun sets. From here, Ponente blows. From life to death. It is here that I begin the first step of Ponente. I am in the Punic necropolis of Sulci, an immense underground cemetery. I never imagined that such a large burial area could exist. The area covers about 10 hectares. There are about 1,000 of tombs dug into the rocky bank. The nature of its tombs is unique. The sepulchres housed the burial of family groups. I continue to enter the hypogeum. I walk along a narrow corridor called the dromos. It consists of a staircase and a landing. I am passing through the access door to the burial chamber. It is an indescribable, unique experience. I have never experienced anything like this before. I let myself be moved by the emotions. I can feel myself floating in a place of passage between the world of the living and the world of the dead. The Punic hypogea were family tombs for the wealthier classes of the Punic city. The bodies were laid out inside the tombs according to specific ritual codes and evocative ceremonial arrangements. I close my eyes and I begin feeling and seeing. They are preparing the body. This was the ritual to be followed before the burial. The corpse is washed and perfumed. Now they dress it in a long tunic, also worn by precious jewelry and amulets, protection from evil spirits, objects dear in the life of the departed. Here, it's ready. They place it inside a wooden sarcophagus. But the body is not alone. Precious grave goods consisting of jugs, amphorae, cups, plates and oil lamps are placed on her sarcophagus. It is not the death. The body is prepared for a new life. The soul of the deceased is being prepared for a journey. This is why funeral rooms were very simple and had niches or false windows in the walls. This was a symbol of the afterlife passage. Here is as if living another life. Here, digs have revealed unique sculptures. Here, the symbol of the contact between two worlds is still alive.